listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson. Look Both Ways. A character or a film played by Lily Reinhart, as he portrays the life of Natalie. Now, Natalie plays a character or a life that's deprived from two parallel universes. One universe where she's a mother and she's sort of, you know, struggling with motherhood and finding herself, getting a career. And the other universe is she follows her dreams, or goes off to LA and fulfills her dreams and becomes, you know, what she hoped and aspired to be. Now, all this sets in stone on the eve of her college graduation, where she finds out she's pregnant or is having some sort of symptoms of a pregnancy, and she does a pregnancy test, and then she discovers she's pregnant and her life changes course. We could call that universe one or world one. And then universe two, she actually follows her dreams. The pregnancy test says negative, so she's not pregnant. And she ends up following her dream of going to LA and seeking out her mentor and becoming a future animator. While universe one, she falls pregnant, so she has to go back home and live with her mother and father and try to raise her young daughter, you know, the pregnancy that she has. And of course, the guy who impregnated her also, you know, stops his path, his career path of becoming a famous drummer and stuff, and ends up going back home to try and look after her and his son and child, stuff like that. So the film is about finding your purpose, a career, love, and, you know, finding and making the right decisions. All in all, and it's also about destiny, that no matter what path you choose, whether it's long or short, if something is destined to be, it will be. Now, in both universes, they all collide at the same location in the future, where her artistic vision is seen by the rest of the world, where she becomes a star animator for a short skit or a short film, and she gets the recognition that she deserves. But that takes a while in both universes. In universe one, she stays at home looking after her child, gets shitty jobs, and struggles to, you know, to find her identity, struggles to draw and, you know, animate, to do anything artistic in reference. And in universe two, she struggles to find her identity, so she mimics or copies other artists or other animators and struggles to find her own vision, her own light, her own self. And she ends up quitting her job in order to find herself. And somehow she moves back to her old home in Texas. So in both worlds, or both universes, or both worlds, Earth 1 or World 1 or Earth 2, she ends up going back home because of failure, because of life circumstances, one being pregnant and the other failing at her career, where she thought everything would go as planned, but it doesn't. And the whole point of being home molds her and builds her in a way that she ends up developing a perfect story that she animates and she gets recognition for. Now, the beauty of this film is both characters from both Earth or both universes appear in both worlds, which basically means that whatever happens in both worlds, it's preordained, predestined, regardless of the decisions she makes or the decisions she had. You can even insert a third option. What if she fell pregnant, but instead of keeping it, she did an abortion? Would that have derailed her? Would that have made her make different life choices? Would that have led her to fulfilling her long lost dream? But of course, both situations give her a detour. The one where she doesn't fall pregnant, follows her dream, moves to LA with her best friend and tries to get a job as an animator and pursue everything, it delays a couple of years. And the other one, it also derails or stalls for a couple of years. But in the end, she goes where she's meant to be. And in both scenarios, she finds love. But the beauty of it, in both worlds, she finds love of two different men. But so it's basically for you to decide as the audience, which world is better. And I love the part where she goes back to where it all started in the old dorm room, where she found out she was pregnant, or where she found out that she wasn't pregnant. And then she looks in the mirror and she says, "You did all right." You know, either choice led her to that moment, and she did all right for herself. It's a beautiful notion that says, yes, your friends, it's so many life lessons. Yes, your friends have made different decisions and they have led them to where they are. But if it's preordained, if it's destiny, you'll get where you need to be. So regardless of the people around you succeeding and your path seems to be taking longer or it seems to not be going as you planned, sometimes it all gets well. So keep your head up and pray everything goes well.